Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It's a great day because there are signals everywhere that we are about to settle, I mean it, one of the great issues that has been hurting Republicans terribly. No, I'm not talking about the issue of abortion. I'm talking about an issue that is even more deadly for Republicans, but signs today that it is on its way to solution. A very, very good development for people who would like to see the Republicans take control of Congress. There's a piece in National Review about, okay, dare we think about it? What if the Republicans didn't win control of the U.S. Senate? What if the Democrats got, say, 52 seats in the U.S. Senate, which is entirely possible with some of the weak candidates who are in deep, deep trouble, according to all of the polling? What would it mean to the country? What would it mean to the Republican Party? What would it mean to the future of conservatism or even a balanced kind of American political system if the Democrats held on to their control of the United States Congress? Well, that's a gloomy prospect for many reasons, but the Republicans had better get straight in terms of actually addressing that possibility and doing what is needed to win the midterms. There's also a question about the future of another politician who is unthinkably and unimaginably popular with some conservatives. I'm talking about Vladimir Putin. The idea that Vladimir Putin is facing a grim future, that he might be cooked, that he is in fact kaput, as one of the articles says, that is something we'll talk about with Alexander J. Motyl, who is a professor of political science at Rutgers University. We'll be speaking to him. We'll also be talking to Ruben Navarrete. There was a revelation this morning in the Miami Herald, and it's a big deal. What would you say if a candidate or, say, an incumbent governor actually spent $615,000 on chartered planes, private planes, those kind of elegant little planes that very rich people ride around on. I once rode on one of those together with Rupert Murdoch on his private plane. That was an unforgettable experience because the luxury was kind of addictive, and it was a very pleasant flight. And Mr. Murdoch was very pleasant, but that was 30 years ago. It was a long time ago. Breaking news. I did drink some of his beverages. There were all kinds of craft beers that were available. And believe it or not, and this was a plane that had one that had like six people on it, six passengers. And they had a flight attendant who was, and again, leather seating and plush, and it was lovely. Okay, there is now a story about a politician who used public money of $615,000 to charter a couple of flights, to fly some private planes on behalf of his state. Okay, why would you take that $615,000 to pay for those private flights? It was a political purpose. Shouldn't that get busted somehow? We will get to that. And the flight path took those people, for some reason, from another state all the way up to Massachusetts. Are you getting close to figuring out what we're talking about? We will get to that subject as well coming up. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. I was mentioning at the very, very top of the show, and it's very exciting to me and very, very positive. I mean, incredibly positive, that we are now settling one of the biggest issues that has been crippling Republican candidates, I mean, killing Republican candidates everywhere. I actually know people who simply on this issue alone will vote for Democrats, will vote against Republicans. What is the issue? The issue is the election of 2020. And people who are campaigning on the basis of, oh, well, the election 2020 was stolen, Biden is not a legitimate president. This is not a popular position in the country at large. It may be popular among some Republicans, but it is not popular among the voters in the nation at large, and it has been killing the Republican Party. And now, one of the candidates who won the primary and became the nominee for the Republican Party for the Senate seat in New Hampshire, considered perhaps the most vulnerable Democratic Senate seat that Republicans could flip, General Donald Bolduc, who is a retired Army Brigadier General. He has acknowledged, contrary to everything that he said during the primary and during his prior political career, he has acknowledged that the winner of the 2020 election is, hold your breath, wait for it, Joe Biden. Shocking? It's unbelievable. The news coverage, the Republican Senate nominee in New Hampshire pivoted yesterday. He was on Fox News. He pivoted yesterday from his primary race to the general election, saying he had come to the conclusion, that's a quote, that the 2020 presidential election was not stolen. I've done a lot of research on this, and I've spent the past couple of weeks talking to Granite Staters all over the state from every party, and I have come to the conclusion, drumroll please, and I want to be definitive on this, the election was not stolen. This is what he sounded like on Fox News. Listen.
Live and learn, right? And I've done a lot of research on this, and I have come to the conclusion, and I want to be definitive on this, the election was not stolen. Was there fraud? Yes. Unfortunately, President Biden is the legitimate president.
I signed a letter with 120 other generals and admirals saying that Trump won the election, and damn it, I stand by my election.
Okay, that at the end was a statement he had made during the campaign. And the New York Times, of course, is just reaming him for doing the right thing. Why do I say this is the right thing? Because look, one of the most important qualities for any successful politician, and you saw this with President Reagan, you saw this with President Franklin Roosevelt, you saw this with all of the great politicians we've had in the past, is when you're wrong, you acknowledge a mistake. And again, for General Bolduc, should he have acknowledged this mistake beforehand, before his primary election? I think he should have, and I think he would have won by more. He barely won the primaries against Chuck Morse, who was the president of the state senate in New Hampshire. But now, this would be a wonderful time for all kinds of people who have supported that big lie, and it is a big lie, that the election was stolen, to come in out of the cold and to go ahead and acknowledge that they were wrong and that Biden won the damn election. Elections have consequences, and unfortunately, President Biden is the legitimate president of this country, he said. The New York Times adds, Mr. Bolduc won his primary on Thursday over a more moderate candidate, Chuck Morse, president of the New Hampshire State Senate. Mr. Bolduc ran on an uncompromising right-wing platform, complete with declarations that former President Donald J. Trump had won the 2020 election. But now he faces a tough general election campaign against Senator Maggie Hassan. Now, with this admission, I think he actually has a chance to win. She is a Democrat. She's vulnerable in November. Mrs. Hassan's campaign responded quickly to Mr. Bolduc's reversal, sharing a series of videos and quotes of the many times that Mr. Bolduc had promoted the lie that the 2020 election was stolen. Don Bolduc is desperately trying to run from years of spreading the big lie, but he can't hide from the video receipts. The point is, changing your mind in the right direction Maybe embarrassing, but it is the right thing to do, and this may help the Republican Party greatly. I'll tell you how and why coming up.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start, so about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And I will tell you, I don't get to vote in New Hampshire. It's a lovely state. There was a time in my life many years ago where I even considered for a while that I might want to make my future in New Hampshire. It's a wonderful state with wonderful cultural resources and beautiful landscape and no income tax. and no sales tax, I believe. New Hampshire is the live free or die state, and it has strong conservative traditions, and there are enormously beautiful parts of the state, and its political traditions have been pretty notable as well. The Chris Sununu, who's the governor of New Hampshire, who's cruising to a fourth term, he has no significant Democratic or Republican opposition. He's a Republican. He is, by the way, one of those folks who is apparently thinking about a presidential race. They wanted him to run for U.S. Senate, and he would have won in a walk because he's enormously popular, Governor Sununu. He declined to run for U.S. Senate, ran again for a term as governor, and the thinking is part of the reason he did that is it's better to run for president from a governorship, especially where you're very popular in what is really a purple state, than it is to run from the U.S. Senate. So anyway, he didn't run. And this guy, Don Bolduc, won. And I could not have supported him. And I could not have supported him because he was associated very strongly with what I do believe is the big lie. The lie that the election was stolen somehow, that no, there wasn't a 7 million vote margin, the popular vote, that there weren't margins. Like, it's 80,000 votes in Pennsylvania, for God's sake. That's not close. And Bolduc had said that during the campaign, and he said this in late August, so it's not so long ago, he said, quote, "I signed a letter with 120 other generals and admirals saying that Trump won the election. And damn it, I stand by my letter. I'm not switching horses, baby. This is it." Right after reporting that quote, the New York Times adds, "Switching horses on Thursday," he said in the Fox News interview, "we, you know, live and learn," right? Look, this makes it possible for people of conscience to support Don Bolduc, which could make the difference in the control of the U.S. Senate. There is every reason in the world why the incumbent Senator Maggie Hassan is vulnerable. She is a do-nothing. She's a dummy. She is ineffective. She is a doctrinaire Democrat, and any reasonable Republican should be able to beat her. And now that he has shed this nonsense about Trump winning the election, by the way, imagine what would happen to his presidential possibilities if President Trump himself pulled a Bolduc and said, you know, all that stuff about my winning the election, never mind. I mean, basically, he could say the same thing that Bolduc is saying, which is that I've looked at it. I've done a lot of research. We've investigated it. I have my own people investigate it. And we fought a good fight. We lost the election. Now let's go on and win the next one. Do you have any idea what an impact that would have on the likelihood that President Trump would win the nomination? Most Republicans say that they think there was something fishy about the election. They think there was something wrong with it. But when you get right down to it, do people out there, does someone out there really, really believe that Trump actually won the election? I think it's simply impossible to look at this thing and to look at the way that it has been ruled by Trump judges, and not one or two of them, but literally dozens of Trump judges have validated the election. When I say Trump judges, people who were appointed by Donald J. Trump, for goodness sake. And the idea that you want to refight the 2020 election has been one of the dumbest things. There's a brand new poll, and the headline featured in the New York Times, and it's a big new poll, which, by the way, I think is in basically very encouraging for Republicans. It indicates that Republicans still have an excellent chance of winning the Senate and are very likely to win the House. But they have a headline that they put on this poll. It says, "Abortion and Trump boost Democrats among voters, according to poll." And the sense in which Trump boosts voters is when you turn attention away from the economy, which is so scary. And the prospect of a recession is so scary. Front page of the paper today on the Wall Street Journal. that inflation rates have risen, driven up the interest rates on home mortgages to 6%, which is double what it was just within a couple of years, or certainly within a couple of months. To 6%? That makes a real difference. Now, that's not what it was at the height of the inflation craze during the Carter administration, the kind of inflation that helped to elect Ronald Reagan and to save the country. But it's bad enough. Home mortgages were like up above 20% at that time. And could it go in that direction? Polling right now shows that overall 48% of registered voters say they back the Democratic candidate for Congress in their district, compared with 44% who back Republicans. It's a difference well within the survey's margin of error. The findings are similar to those from a previous poll in July. In that poll, the Democrats had a one-point advantage, and the Republicans had, now the Democrats have a two-point advantage. So it's hardly changed. The reason this is encouraging for Republicans is generally when you have these generic polls in an off-year election, Democrats have to be winning by 4 points or more to actually win the election. Why is that? There are two factors. One is that everyone acknowledges, particularly in midterm election polls, the polls tilt Democratic compared to the reality. Why? Because there are a ton of people who come out and say, oh, I'm going to vote, and they don't. And Democrats are more likely to do that than Republicans. Which is why that even in years when the Republicans have won a huge amount of seats, for instance, against Barack Obama in 2010, the Republicans gained 63 seats in that election. 63! And yet the polling showed that they were just about tied in terms of preference for a Republican and Democrat. So if the Republicans hold this, they still will win the House. The other factor is the apportionment, and the way that it works in different states is that you can have states in which most of the people actually vote for Democrats. Why is that? It's because the Democratic support is concentrated. In other words, there are particularly big city congressional districts where 80%, 90% of the vote is Democratic, but Republicans tend to be more spread out, which gives them an advantage because their voters can influence more different congressional seats. In terms of political future, what about Vladimir Putin? Should he be worried? Deeply worried, says Alexander J. Motil, a professor of political science at Rutgers, joining us coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and First Lady will be traveling to Great Britain Saturday to attend Queen Elizabeth's funeral. The state funeral is set for Monday in London's historic Westminster Abbey. A pro-life bill to ban abortions at 15 weeks is not sitting well with many pro-life Republicans. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas says this should not be a federal issue.
After the Supreme Court has ruled in the Dobbs case, this issue is best decided on a state-by-state basis.
The bill filed filed by South Carolina's Senator Lindsey Graham was a shot at pro-abortion activists. The Department of Justice will not be able to resume reviewing documents seized from former President Trump's estate. A federal judge denied the DOJ's request for a stay in the investigation while also appointing a special master to review the documents. This is USA Radio News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there's a question about the political future of one of the more controversial leaders, a leader who, for some reason, and I honest to God do not understand it, never have, for some reason there are people on the right who have a benign view of Vladimir Putin. I mean, I think Putin is an evil scourge on humanity. But he is, according to a very distinguished analyst, a professor of political science at Rutgers University, Newark, and a specialist on Russia, Alexander J. Motil begins his column, "Vladimir Putin is kaput," meaning finished, terminated, done. And how does he prove it? He proves it citing an extremely moving and very disturbing letter from a Russian recruit. It sounds like one of those Civil War letters that are often in the history books written by soldiers before battle who then died. Professor Motil, first of all, thank you for being on the show. Second, why is this moving letter? When he says, "When our son grows up, tell him his dad wanted very much to return home to be the best dad ever. I've been drinking and I'm writing emotionally. I know that all this will be forgotten and that you will be living your own life and that you'll find a new husband. And I'll simply disappear in the war like all the guys." Why is this letter so significant?
I mean, if the person who wrote the letter were only one individual, and if the experience were unique, then of course it would be tragic, but not politically significant. But there's lots and lots of very persuasive evidence to suggest that his feelings, his emotions, are actually extremely widespread. So he's not the only one who wants to go home. He's not the only one who thinks the war is senseless. He's not the only one who understands that he's committing crimes of various kinds. And that means that the army, that the Russian army, at least to a significant degree, has become completely demoralized. And a demoralized army is not going to be an effective fighting force. And last but not least, these views are obviously not just typical of soldiers. I mean, they're presumably shared by their loved ones at home, which means that Putin's legitimacy, his base of support, is shrinking as we speak. And you can't survive as a leader when increasingly a minority, then a plurality, and then eventually a majority of the population comes to detest you.
I noticed the name of this young 26-year-old soldier who gave his life, and you'd like to say he gave his life for his country, but it's not even clear what his country is. His name was Vivi Tarasenko. That's a Ukrainian name, isn't it?
It's a Ukrainian name, but it could also be a Russian with Ukrainian roots, so it's hard to say.
Yeah, but which represents the fact that these two countries have been mixed, and there are members of Putin's fighting force, such as it is, who are of Ukrainian ancestry, right?
Well, Mr. Tarasenko presumably was. He himself, as the letter notes, is from Luhansk province, which is to say he comes from the territory that declared independence in 2014. Now, we don't know if he's a supporter of that so-called government or whether he was simply living a quiet life with his wife and son. But clearly he was sent to the front, probably unprepared. There's lots of evidence to suggest that the Russians have been essentially shanghaiing young men in these two self-proclaimed republics, Luhansk and Donetsk, and giving them a rifle, minimal training, and then packing them off and sending them to the front lines, were essentially their cannon fodder. That's the whole tragedy of the letter, and of course ultimately of the whole war, is that these people are dying needlessly. Of course, they've been dying needlessly since February 24th when the war began, and the Ukrainians are dying needlessly. But it's essentially, if it weren't for Putin's mad schemes, and of course the mad schemes which are supported by a significant portion of the elite and population, but if it weren't for these schemes, these young men would still be alive, presumably playing with their sons and daughters.
Okay, it is heartbreaking to read it. Now, we've posted your column at our website at michaelmedved.com. You begin with Putin is kaput. If you could sketch out for us, what is the best case scenario for his departure from the stage of history? And what's the worst case scenario? Best case first.
The best case is that he is overthrown in some kind of coup, which, and all the preconditions for a coup are all present, and then in the power struggle that results, the semi-good guys, I mean, the individuals who want to stop the war, who think it's madness, and they do exist, we know they exist, together with popular support, manage to seize power. They then turn to the Ukrainians and say, why don't we just end this madness? Some kind of deal is reached, and Russia extends its hand toward the West, the United States. We reciprocate, and we may not all live happily ever after, but basically the madness of the Putin era would be over. That's perfectly possible. But in any case, it's obviously the best-case scenario. The worst-case scenario is, again, it begins the same way. Putin is overthrown. A power struggle results. But instead of the semi-good guys coming to power, the awful bad guys come to power. The people who want to wage a full-scale war, want to mobilize the population, possibly use atomic weapons. That would be very serious. Not so much, now here's the kicker, not so much because they'd win. they almost certainly wouldn't be able to defeat the Ukrainians. But in trying to do so, in mobilizing popular support and in mobilizing for the army, they are likely to unleash forces in Russia that could lead to civil war, independence movements, mass violence, bloodletting, chaos, and the rest. And at that point, things begin to look a little scary.
And that violence and civil war and bloodshed is mixed together with, what is it, about 10,000 nukes that are in possession of the Russian government, including nuclear weapons that used to be in Ukraine but were removed. If you were a betting man, quickly, would you bet on Putin's continuation in power through the end of 2023?
I would bet that he'll leave. He will be deposed, left, whatever, killed possibly. And I'd be willing to bet $1,000.
That's terrific. By when? Is there a timeline?
Well, by the end of 2023.
Okay. Let us hope that you are correct. Your piece is a must-read, and again, I say this for any of you out there who say, well, why do we care about Ukraine? Why are we supporting them? Putin isn't so bad. This war is not America's concern, etc., etc. Read Professor Motil's piece, Like His Soldiers, Is Putin Doomed? Professor Motil is ready to bet $1,000. Even odds. That Putin goes away. Let us pray that he is correct. Coming up, more on Russia and China. Together again or different priorities? We'll get to that coming up. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Michael Medved show concerning President Putin. He met yesterday with President Xi, and they met in, I guess, what is considered to be somewhat neutral territory, Uzbekistan. Uzbekistan used to be part of Russia. It was one of those 15 different Soviet socialist republics that went their own way and achieved independence. The most important of those, of course, was Ukraine, which also used to be part of Russia and was one of the several Soviet Socialist Republics. By the way, with its own UN vote, which, again, is incredible, this was a deal that Stalin made when the United Nations was set up, was that even though Ukraine used to be no more independent or sovereign than Texas, it was part of Russia. But they had a separate UN vote, which was the cost of getting Russia to join the United Nations, and that happened. But in any event, President Putin was speaking to President Xi in Uzbekistan, and he's heard through an interpreter. Putin is saying that he now understands China's concerns about his campaign in Ukraine, a campaign that, by the way, he will never, ever, ever call a war. You can go to jail for calling it a war. It is supposed to be termed only a special military operation. This is the first public sign of Putin recognizing that there's been some pressure, even from China, to back down. Listen, clip 7. Get to that in a moment. What is so remarkable about this, and it's something that came out in a tweet by Michael McFaul, who has been a guest on this show several times. He's our former ambassador to Russia. And he tweeted about this comment that Putin made yesterday. This is remarkable. Xi is not supporting Putin. No weapons, no ammo, no chips, no real words of solidarity. Just a willingness to buy Russian energy at very discounted prices, which of course helps China, struggling economy like everybody else, that helps China and basically does nothing to give Putin the support that he craves. Do we have that clip? We don't have it. Okay. So, the there's a poll that was taken on the percentage of Americans who support Ukraine in reclaiming territory, even if it prolongs the war. And this is interesting. It shows that Democrats are more in favor of Ukraine reclaiming its territory, even at the cost of a prolonged war, than are Republicans. And that's pretty surprising. The 70% of Democrats say, yes, we support Ukraine in reclaiming its territory, and it's tough not to see it and not to see how dramatic it is. You see the Ukrainian flags unfurled everywhere. And yes, it's inspiring also to see that tough little champion of decency and freedom, Volodymyr Zelensky, escaping his traffic accident. Apparently, this is not anyone's plot. It was not a plot to knock off the president of Ukraine. He was in a traffic mishap in Kyiv. He is uninjured, and he's back to himself, leading his people. 70% of Democrats support Ukraine and reclaiming territory that has been occupied by Russians. 64% of independents, only 50% of Republicans. And why should that Republican percentage be only half supporting a righteous cause? It seems to me it's partially because of the propaganda. And yes, it ends up being pro-Russian propaganda from some of our conservative colleagues. I think they're wrong. And I think that conservatives who take a position questioning the importance or the rightness of the Ukrainian cause right now and their struggle for freedom and survival, people who oppose that or doubt it or question it or attack it are going to pay a political cost in November. There's also a photograph, which is quite amusing. It's about the meeting of Russia and China in beautiful downtown Uzbekistan. Is Tashkent the capital of Uzbekistan? I'm not sure. I believe that it is. But in any event, it shows them meeting around one of those long tables. It's like the Knights of the Round Table, except times four. And in the middle, it looks like there's a coffin. It's actually a planter. When I first glanced at that photo, I thought it was more on the impending funeral of Her Majesty the Queen. By the way, Putin has announced he's not going to the funeral. And you can imagine how disappointed. I'm speaking facetiously and sarcastically. But no, I don't think that the people of London or the other world leaders who will be gathered to honor Her Majesty the Queen will feel terribly deprived because they won't get the company or the presence of Vladimir Vladimirovich, the dictator of Russia, for now. But Professor Motil bets $1,000 that he will not be the dictator of Russia by the end of next year. This email came in from William in California. Said, Michael, you are right. Lots of fraud out there, but no proof that the 2020 election was stolen. However, there is no proof that it wasn't. Knowing it and proving it are two different things. It cannot be proven either way, in my opinion. Also, why do you believe polls? Okay, let me separate those into two questions. First of all, you cannot prove a negative. In other words, can you prove that it was stolen? If it were stolen, you should be able to prove it. If it were not stolen, how do you prove something is not stolen? The fact is that all of the evidence that has been accumulated so far by anyone is that the election was genuine. And the fact is, yes, it is possible to suspect very close elections. I remember feeling that way about very close election. It ended up being 300 votes for governor of the state of Washington. This wasn't like that in any state. The closest any state was Georgia. But Georgia and Arizona were both very close states, but that was 11,000, 12,000 votes in those two states. And the other states that Trump is claiming to have carried, like Michigan and Pennsylvania, were 80,000 in Pennsylvania. It was 140,000 in Michigan. They were huge numbers. And again, the idea that why do I believe polls? I believe polls because they have shown themselves historically to be by and large accurate. There's a margin of error. They all acknowledge that. And if you look at the polls on election day, in both 2016 and 2020, they were pretty spot on. And particularly 2020, I remember getting up and broadcasting, and you can find the tape, anybody who wants to look for it. On election day of 2016, I had surveyed the polls, and I said, wait a minute, everybody's assuming this is going to be a blowout for Hillary. This election could be close to a tie. It's very close. Trump could easily win. And looking at state by state by state, where it was all predicted to be very close in the five crucial states that Trump swept that allowed him to win that election. Most polls, there are occasional cases where polls are profoundly wrong, and then the people who are trying to do the job and to make the money and to get the credibility go back and try to correct their polls. In 2016, the one state that had some polling that was really way, way off was Wisconsin, where there had been a credible poll that showed Biden 17 points ahead in the state of Wisconsin, and he won by 1 point. That's why you believe polls. If something works out year after year after year to be more right than not, then it's at least an indication, not a proof, but an indication in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.